So I sent those to B. And the reason why I sent you Blue Laces,
because he's that same sample.
That same sample. It was crazy.
Right? It was different. But
it was different because like on original Blue Laces, the sample was quicker, but the beat was slower. Yeah. And on this one, the sample was slower and the beat was quicker.
Wait, so I didn't hear Blue Laces, the first one. So he used the same sample?
He just flipped it?
Yeah.
Why are you saying to me too?
No, he felt left out of the motherfucker. Didn't mean he feel left out of the motherfucker.
I didn't hear that.
So wait a minute. You heard Blue Laces one. He flipped the sample. That was that song he stopped. That was that.
Nah, I think that sounded.
Then in hip hop. Album review, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. This shit is like damn near 10, 15 years in the making, man. So,
oh, so everything he's put out has been like mixtapes and stuff? Yep. Even the one he sold, like for like, what he sold, like $100?
Mixtape,
yeah.
That's what put him on the map. Crenshaw, you know, doing that. Yeah,
that business model.
Yeah, selling that shit for $100. Yeah, that put him on the map.
You know, he has multiple campaigns. So like one of his things is like Proud to Pay. So you can pay for his mixtapes and then you get additional stuff with it. Exclusive merch, you get exclusive access to like concerts or you know what I'm saying, like release stuff at his store and shit like that. That's the aspect of it that I like, you know what I'm saying? Like his business mind, you know, he's like, fuck it. You know, like look at how the market is and how the industry is. Fuck it. My core fan base will pay for this. And if they don't want to pay for it, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting my notoriety. I'm still getting my fame. I'm still leveling up, you know? And I think that you get a lot of those messages in this project. And not just this project, just pretty much every Nipsey project. On the first track, Victory Lap, he talks about how I'm integrated vertically. You niggas blew it. You know what I'm saying? And what he means by that is that every aspect of his music and his brand, he owns. You know, he owns his masters from music. He owns that clothing, the marathon.
Speaking of which, why you wear it every other shoot, but you don't have it on today. That's laundry, crazy.
Laundry.
It's a hat. Well, one of them's a hat. Two of them are hats.
Yeah, but my place is crazy right now, man. My place is crazy right now. I've been a big ass Nipsey supporter and fan for like the last 5. So, you know, me going back and, you know, just listening to all of the work for him to get to this point musically, I was like, holy shit. Like, for me, it was worth the wait. And I say musically because the message really hasn't changed much. Like he's always been somebody that's been from the hood, that's somebody that has vision, that is thinking outside of just the gangbanger, you know, flashy lifestyle, even though that constitutes the majority of his rap because that's where he's from. I'm glad on the album that he kind of got the first 2 singles out the way. Rap Nigga was cool, but I wanted to hear it in the context of the album. It does bump.
I don't know why I can hear Ross on that too for some reason.
Rap Niggas?
Yeah, like a feature.
Oh, that shit was bumping, dog. Mm-hmm. And last time when I checked, had that good West Coast shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. It was kind of like I liked them, but I wanted to hear the rest of the album.
So when you say you wanted to hear it in context within the album, did those songs sound different from his other work in terms of sound?
Not necessarily, because he has like big anthem-y type West Coast joints in the past. So no, because from that point forward, like how many more West Coast sounding songs were there on here? And that's the thing I love about Nipsey, his ear for beats and the fact that he's the one that brings that West Coast flavor. But
I like Keys to the City Part 1 better.
You like Keys to the City Part 1? That's what's up. So for y'all, for a little bit of context, B, whenever there's a project that has like bonus tracks and shit, B don't be listening to them shits. He only listen to the regular, you know, whatever. So I gave him, I said, look, listen to the 2 bonus tracks. And there's a couple of tracks on here that had a first version, like Blue Laces
and Keys to the City.
Keys to the City, and there's another one, I forget. But those 2, he's done another rendition previously on other projects.
Right. I want to know about it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
You didn't text me. Oh, y'all got separate text message theories going on. Oh, okay.
think you told him that when we were still on the same phone. Yeah, so I knew he told me about that. I just never wanted to go even check it out. Y'all crazy.
I haven't been able to stop listening to this, man. Like, this is by far my my favorite shit out of 2018. Like, to me, this is the hardest project I done listened to so far, man. You know, Vector 90 that he's a part of, too big to fail that he's a part. Like, he just has a lot of shit that he's putting directly in the middle of the hood. You know, and with the Vector 90 project, it's a STEM project where, you know, when you look at these technology companies, right? Like, it's 2-5% minorities that work there. You know what I'm saying? So how do we build a bridge from the hood to those tech companies? That's what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to respect that. Like, he's actually doing things in his own hood to try to better his hood. And he talks about it again when he says, third generation game banger, old enough to see it changing.
You dissected the shit.
I did, bro. I have.
This ain't never happened. This has never happened.
Right.
Like, for you to pick up shit like that on me, the sample was quicker and the beat was slower and the beat was quicker. You've never done this.
Nah, not like this. But, you know, but again.
Is he your favorite rapper right now?
I have to say he's my favorite current rapper. He's my favorite rapper right now.
He is.
Okay. It's like you're more impressed with what his movie is.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with his movie.
Does it seem that way? Because he's breaking down his album, it doesn't seem that way. It seems like you're a fan of him, period.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm just saying, but I think it's the man that he's like a fan of, like, because like he's talking about all I'm not saying that you don't.
I don't think he would do that if he didn't like the music. I think he liked the music. And
I'm not saying that he doesn't like the music, though. I'm not saying that he doesn't.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
The music brought him into
his
world.
Yeah, the music brought him into the movement.
Right, that makes you appreciate everything else. I had the same type of relationship with Jay, like just respecting the business mind, coming from the streets and then having this business mind.
Like he says, you know, I hustle and motivate when he says, I'm balling the hova way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you peeped that sample, right?
Yes. Oh, do you know the story behind that?
When does he peep samples? I'm serious. Like,
look, because I've been anticipating this album for 5 years.
Well, you know what I've heard, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that Jay made it to where if anyone wanted to sample Hard Knock Life.
Not anyone.
Only hip hop artists.
Only hip hop artists.
If they want to sample it, they can get it cleared, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Because he did this back in 98. So any hip hop artist that wants to use any sample, they have to clear it through Jay.
Why?
Because Jay already cleared it back in 98. So he said, since you're going to clear it for me, you have to clear it for any other hip hop artist behind me that wants to use any sample.
That's legal? That's what they did?
You can clear that.
Only Jay-Z would do something like that.
Everything's negotiable in business. So
no, I've just never heard of that.
Yeah, no, I never heard of that either. Crazy. I think that's like a first.
That was the first time I heard that too.
Yeah, like, so Nipsey was saying when he was trying to, you know, do the paperwork to clear it, you know, he thought he was going to have to, you know, go through Annie and all of that. And it was like, no, you got to talk to Jay.
So he was like, oh, that's hilarious.
Wow.
Is it only hip-hop, though?
Like, only hip-hop.
He said that. Yeah, that was the relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's something that's like almost 20 years old now that, you know, came back to help Nipsey.
It is 20 years old.
Yeah, it is 20 years old. Exactly. Damn. Wow. But yeah, yeah. It's just all of the detail, man. Like, I could tell he was really in tune with what he wanted to do. And the execution was there 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Next
album.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. I was about to say. Yeah, next
Jesus
album.
Christ, people. This was great though. But I think either one of you or Mike said this when we did Mailbox Money. Like, you know, Nipsey just like the motivation guy. And I feel like with this album, it was like, this is my coming out part. This is what the fruits of the labor when you stay motivated, when you hustle, when you grind. So like, I feel like that's why he called it victory lap. I think it's just like, this is my coming out party. This is everything. And I thought this was great. He had a great ear for production on this one. I think I just felt like the production on his previous projects was just like, they okay. They seemed too samey for me. But with this one, I think he did great with picking like different types of production. And I think it was basically one producer in there. Mike and Stevens was making.
Yeah, Mike and Keys.
Yeah, Mike and Keys was basically like the majority of production. But I still felt like the one with YG. I thought,
that's super West Coast.
Yeah, I was like, super West Coast. That shit's so fucking
West Coast. That and Rap Niggas. And there's actually a story behind Rap Niggas, too, because Diddy was the executive producer. And
this album?
Yeah, this whole album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So the reason, so the connection between that is Cassie and Lauren London are real close.
Oh.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I do. I like this album. I thought this was an enjoyable listen. And, you know, unlike Mailbox Money, I got some jams on this. I actually got some jams, and I think Nipsey sounded comfortable. This, to me, in my opinion, this is the most comfortable he sound over his music compared to his mixtape, and I think that's great. Blue Laces, thought that was the shit. Victory Lap, that's my shit too. I love that fucking beat, man. That beat, yep, and that vocal sample, that shit was so fucking dope, man. How they laid that out.
I think you said, man, because you were telling both of us that, yo, you need to listen to it. I'm like, yeah, I get to it. And then when I put it on, I actually started to text you like, all right, yeah, I actually fucks with this. Because I thought I was going to get more Right Hand to God. Mm-hmm. And sonically, musically, I didn't get that at all. Like, mm-hmm, I got something completely different. And that's what I like, because I think the beat that he picked helped accentuate him as a rapper. It seemed like they created like a perfect mesh together. Like when it started out, Victory Lap, rap niggas, last time when I checked, young niggas, like it was on a roll.
Right. Yeah.
Like this shit was rolling all the way to all the way to really Keys to the City.
For me, I really like Keys to the City. I didn't like T-Fly too much, right? But I love that shit because he said, you know, I got a whole that's a ditty. You know, he talked about Lauren. You know what I'm saying? Mm, I talked to that bitch in Swahili. You know what I'm saying? And I feel it because shit, sometimes, you know, my old lady, she's a little high maintenance, and I be having to cuss her ass out of Spanish. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that.
Because you scared to say it. Right, right, right,
right. At least you know what you're saying. You're lying though. And it's just a line that just sticks with me. You know what I'm saying? Because when we was out there, if y'all didn't know, like, go back through my timeline and shit, I actually met Nipsey. But when he says, I pull up in on a black on black and park this big ass Benz in the handicap. That nigga literally did that shit. When we was up there, we literally saw that
shit. He parking
the
handicap. He parked in the middle of that shit, parking lot.
You know what I'm saying? So it just adds to that layer of credibility. Like, nothing that he raps about, I ever feel is false.
The shit bangs, though, man. The shit bangs. And, you know, it's what, over an hour long or something like that?
6 minutes.
Yeah, so looking at that, I was like, man, this is going to be a task to listen to. But yeah, like right up until like Keys to the City. And I what I liked about the two songs back to back is that they had the beat change, and the beat change actually brought me back in.
Mm-hmm.
Because after Status Symbol 3, I was like, okay, I'm good. Like the songs afterwards are not bad,
mm-hmm,
but they didn't really keep me as interested as the first songs. That's the songs that came before.
And then you didn't like Million While You Young?
I could do without the dream.
Whoa! Oh, no. Okay. Okay. I give you that. But I do like how he used them, because I feel like he didn't take away from the track. But Nipsey's like three quarters of that song, mm-hmm, I fucked with heavy.
It's dope. Look at Nipsey.
Yeah,
that nigga Ken did say, man, I can't listen to any Nipsey, man. I don't like that nigga. When we was out in L.A.
He didn't
say it loud, did he, though?
He texted to you standing next to you?
Not when we was all small. Yeah, I bet. Nah, Nipsey cool, man. He just, you know.
Cool. This kind of thing just isn't not for me.
Ooh.
It's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. See, you asshole.
Man, you sound like the bad guy.
You gave me the Batman villain sound effect in the background.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's it. No, it's not. It's definitely not. Whack. I've never been able to get into Nipsey. He's got a great ear for beats. It's just his rhyme style doesn't appeal to me. It's that whole like stop, start, pause thing he does. It just does not work for me. And there's just like, he leaves so much space and air in between bars. And I'm just like, you could have fit like 10 more bars in that shit. Yeah. Like, I feel like Nipsey can write a song and like, in that one song, he could have squeezed at least 10, 11 more bars in that shit. But I mean, it's cool. I'm not shitting on the way he raps. It's just not my thing. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Ross earlier, and when I walked into the review, that was the main thing I was gonna say, is that to me, Nipsey is just like a Rick Ross for me. It's like, I understand the appeal. He has these great beats, and he sounds great over these beats, but I just can't get into it. But I completely understand the appeal of something like this. Like people, I saw on Twitter, people were like, oh, it's album of the year. And I was like, oh, well, I need to really listen to this. So I think I might have walked in a little bit with unfair expectations.
Yeah.
I really wish I could get into Nipsey more, because I do like the ideas that he has as far as business goes.
and supporting artists and the route he goes about with supporting artists, but it's just, I don't know. Maybe something will click at some point, but it hasn't.
You can't say the whole album.
No, I'm not. But it's gonna be a lot of
really like that.
I'm gonna have to say Victory Lap, Young Niggas, Dedication, Blue Laces 2, Hustle and Motivate, Keys to the City, Grinding on My Life, Double Up, and Million One.
I'll let you have it. I'm gonna let you have it.
Victory Lap, Rap Niggas, Last Time I Checked, and Blue Laces 2.
Victory Lap, Rap Niggas, Last Time I Checked, Young Niggas, and Blue Laces 2.
I'm not gonna lie, it's not like I'm gonna return to these, but the songs that I did kind of pick up on, Victory Lap was cool, Rap Niggas was cool, Dedication was cool, and Grind All My Life. Outside of that, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to act like, oh, you know, these are my favorite jams. Playing it all the time. No, I'm not.
Nipsey, if you're watching, good job. You know, in the world we in, as far as like mixtapes always being better than albums, and oh man, you should have brought that mixtape as an album, whatever. You made an album, I felt it's better than all your previous mixtapes that you've been releasing. So I commend you on that. In this world, that's almost kind of like rare right now, where artists makes better albums than they do their mixtapes, where it's usually always the other way around. Overall, man, good album. So great job.
Yeah, Nipsey, if you're watching, good album. I definitely enjoyed it. You know, Fifo has been pushed it a lot. Like, yo, you gotta listen to it. And then lived up to that. As an artist, as a business person, I love everything that you're standing for, everything that you're doing, so keep that up. But yeah, definitely a great, his first album, right? Great debut album, man. So keep it up.
Yeah, the only thing I can really say is I'm glad that you gave your fans what they wanted. I'm glad that people are eating this shit up and no one seems to be disappointed that's actually a fan of yours by this album. And that's really all I can say. I love your business acumen. I like the thoughtfulness that you put into how people should treat art, how people should treat artist product. But yeah, this kind of thing is not for me. It's basically like somebody that just doesn't like tomato sauce that's not fucking with spaghetti.
Man, Nipsey, if you watching, man, big fan. Biggest fan on the show. It's Mike. But man, like, again, man, I respect the grind. I respect the hustle. I respect what you stand for. And this album is just, it's an exclamation point on all of that. I think that, you know, in terms of your career and how it's gone, it's interesting to see, you know, like 10 years later is when your debut album. You know, I think you've done things unconventional, but you've done them your way. And I think it's worked out for the best. And this album, man, like, it's amazing. I feel that anybody that has been part of the marathon with you, like, this is what they wanted and you delivered. And I'm just excited to see what this partnership with Atlantic brings. Hopefully you continue to keep your mindset. And hopefully, you know, the bigger you get, it doesn't really change you. So that way your message stays the same.